Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Tempted Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, December 6th. The grains closed lower with March corn down a penny and a half, closing at 382 and three quarters. January beans down 4 cents, closing at 909 and a half. And March wheat down 2.5 cents, closing at 515 and a half. Well, the grains all closed lower. Livestock, cattle, and hogs and feeder cattle all closed lower here today. I think there's a little bit of concern about this China deal. The good news is that the corn closed 2.75 cents off its lows. The beans closed 12.5 cents off its lows. And the wheat closed 5.5 cents off its lows. The beans went down, tried to fill the gap, missed it by 0.5 cent. We got down to 397. I think the gap's at 396.5. We did not fill it, and then we bounced the better part of 12 to 14 cents out here off the lows. So that was relatively positive. The pressure obviously coming from this news last night that Canada had arrested the president of this Chinese company that's apparently selling cell phone parts back into the U.S. that have some kind of chip for some kind of spy purpose. And there's some other charges against this woman as well, maybe selling to Iran against the world ban against Iran. Canadians arrested her. I think the U.S. wants to extradite her. China's complaining about it, wants her back. But the markets, the way we rallied the corn and beans off the lows, tells me maybe they're not so serious and it's not such a big issue. Hard to know in here. But, you know, maybe somebody floated this stuff out to give the Chinese a chance to buy beans at cheaper prices and corn at cheaper prices. Who knows? So there's a lot of games being played in this market right now. But the good news is corn hasn't filled the gap. It's been 4 days. Beans tried but couldn't fill the gap. That was positive. If we could finish out the week with some strong closes, let's say Jan beans over 915, March corn over 386, I think that would be a plus for this market, and hopefully we can see some higher prices out here. The funds are still short a lot, not a lot, but 25 wheat, 25 beans, about 70,000 contracts of bean oil. So there is some upside potential if funds want to cover their short positions. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.